This episode is brought to you by OmniSend, who provides you with pre-migration with their email and SMS services, and WooCommerce, building a flexible and scalable e-commerce site the open source way.
All right, well, welcome everybody to Open Makers, Open Channels FM production. We're back for another episode today, and today we're joined by Devin Walker, the product lead at Jetpack from Automattic, and we're going to talk about a few things today, learning a little bit more about Jetpack Social and some recent updates that I know Devin has been sharing about on his social media personally that he's pretty excited about. And I know I use Jetpack Social, so I'm really excited to see this in action for everybody. And we'll dive into upcoming WordCamps and a little bit of WordPress 7.0, which is releasing. So Devin, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, let's just dive right into Jetpack Social. I know you put out on, I mean, I'm mostly on LinkedIn, and I know that's where you shared a recent update. Why don't you just talk us through what the latest release is for Jetpack Social?
Yeah, so we did a lot of work on improving the user interface and experience and the way you connect accounts. We're also going to be bringing back X/Twitter. I'm not sure if you saw, but recently the API just got a pricing change, and we evaluated, you know, what it would look like to bring that back now that it's not $50,000 a month.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Yeah.
And it's definitely possible. So the team's working on that right now. That was I think it was the most popular network being used. So unfortunately, when that whole thing went down, we had to take it out of it. But when I saw that post a couple of weeks ago, that it was updated, I was like, okay, well, let's start bringing it back. So that's not in yet, but we do have significant improvements to just the way you interact and use the product. So I'm happy to show a little bit of that off. But if anybody wants to try it out, they're more than welcome to download Jetpack themselves, but we can give them a little demo here too.
Yeah, let's definitely take a look at it. So yeah, share your screen. And for anybody like not super familiar, Jetpack Social allows you to automatically post from WordPress to your social media accounts. And like you said, I don't know if that's breaking news yet or not, but bringing the connection to X back, I know it was definitely a friction point for a long time once those API costs went up, you know, super high. So that'll be really exciting for it to come back.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring that back too. And luckily, a lot of the plumbing's already in place from previous integration with it. So it's not exactly like just turning the lights back on, but we'll give free users a little taste of what it's like to use it, but it's going to be like a premium paid add-on for Jetpack Social because it does incur a cost for us, but we're not going to pass on a lot of that to the end user. So yeah, let me share my screen. I'll show you what Jetpack Social looks like. All right, so this is the current view of what Jetpack Social looks like in the release version. Keep in mind that in future updates, we're going to be consolidating a lot of these headers so they look very same between all the different products that we have here. But right when you get into Jetpack Social, here's where you see your connected accounts. You can connect multiple accounts. You can select accounts as shared here. So for instance, Blue Sky, you see how it says connect more, because I already have my connection to my Blue Sky account. But if you mark a connection as shared as well, it means like, you know, WordPress can have multiple admins, multiple users. When it's a shared connection, that means multiple folks using your WordPress instance can share to that network. Makes it really easy for companies that have multiple marketing people working with WordPress to come in and all use that same one account.
Nice.
So here's the networks that we currently support: Instagram Business, Threads, all the really major ones, Nextdoor even. Here's Tumblr, that's our own, and Mastodon. And so yeah, most of them are covered. I don't see TikTok on here. TikTok's something that's more video-centric though, so it doesn't really fit in this But that would be interesting to think about how we could use TikTok more.
Yeah, and just for our, just real quick for our audio only audience, what's really nice is that there was like a nice modal that popped up that just showed all your accounts, and it looked like real easy to just like click connect. And I really, really love that this is like a collaborative aspect of it, that you can have multiple authors, multiple accounts. I know maybe I probably would have thought this is just for a personal connection. So this will work with multiple authors on the site.
Yeah, exactly. And then what you can also do is when, for instance, if you connect LinkedIn, I'm a member, I'm admin of the Jetpack page because that's something I'm responsible for, but also my personal account. So once you do connect, it'll ask you, okay, do you want to share this, which page or is this your personal too? So it makes it really easy. Some of the other social network plugins out there actually like don't allow you or make you like set up your own apps for it, because we use our WordPress.com services layer. I guess it's kind of like a proxy where we have applications. And so you don't even need to worry about that complicated setup. It's literally like just connect OAuth in through your social network and boom, you're ready to go. Cool. All right, let's go into a post. And this is just one I drafted with Jetpack AI really quick. And let's see how we would share this. So what there is, I'm not going to publish this, but there are pre-flight checks. So like if you were to click publish here, once you do that, you'll see another modal that pops up and it'll say, okay, this is what you're about to share. Double check this is what you want to post to social media, right? But if you want to just look ahead of time, we have this preview and customize option here under this Jetpack panel. Click on that. This nice modal pops up here. And you can customize the message per network, which is really nice because some networks have different formats, different lengths, different ways of talking to the audience. For instance, LinkedIn might not be the same as your Facebook post or your X feed. And so let's just say, I don't know, Arizona makes to the Sweet 16. And what we can also do is generate an image here. Remove this one. You can select another one. You can generate one using AI. And this is going to be improved as well moving forward. But this is, it's not bad right now. What we're calling internally Image Studio is we're going to bring that to Jetpack. It's going to have a much more advanced like nano banana model to generate images with. I'll just say basketball and see what it comes up with here.
And by default, the image generation is going to draw from your content initially. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully this gives us a good one. You know, it's a demo, so we'll see what it comes up with.
Yep.
All right. You know, that's okay. So we'll just select that, insert. And here's what that would look like on, this is actually Tumblr here. And then we can preview what it looks like on Blue Sky. And you see how it says same for all up here, customize each. That's where you would customize each social network. And here's, you could customize the text and the length here. And then if you're ready, you like it how it goes, you can just close that one out. If I don't want to share to one specific network for this post, I can do that as well on here. And here's what a link preview is. So like if you share this yourself, what is it going to look like? On Google, on X, on Facebook, Threads requires an image to be set. Okay, well, I don't have a featured image for this post, but I did, it would show on there. So that's a nice preview there. And yeah, so that's a little bit about what Jetpack Social looks like right there. And keep in mind that a lot of this is for free. And there's, as well, there is a social notes feature. So if you just wanted to share via your site and schedule posts to social networks, like, and it doesn't have to do with any post exactly or content that you're writing, you can do that. And it's called Social Notes. This is a newer feature that is still in beta, and we're looking to improve this in the future, but it's going to come after X. Like, we got to do this in order. But right. it essentially creates a custom post type. You share content to that post type, and then it'll share it out to social media, depending on your configurations there. So it's pretty powerful. And then the social media image generator, like I said, the current version, pretty good. But all these layers that we're putting on top of it, 15.7 is going to come out with those improvements. We're going to continue improving Jetpack Social because it is one of the more popular products that Jetpack has.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you were showing the link preview bit. There's a way to customize even those, like how those are sent out. There's like just the image option, or you can overlay text on the images. Are there improvements coming to that, or do you think that's pretty set, or is that going to kind of roll in with the image studio stuff?
The image generation that'll show behind the text that overlays, whether you want it overlaid on the entire image, the bottom right, bottom left, like you can customize where the text shows up and what the text says, of course, but the image itself behind it will be part of the improved AI generation that we're coming up with. Like, I think it's going to use the Nano Banana 3.5, but you can also select what model you want to use as well.
Nice. So you might not have an answer for this now, but I'm curious what, from a product perspective of something like Jetpack Social that is automatically sending a link from your WordPress site to these other social networks, I know I have found from experience that typically if I just straight have a link in my social media post, it performs less than if I were to make a post and then add that link as a comment to the post. Is that something that is like ever, you're thinking about that ever? Is there a way to kind of like circumvent that for creators?
Yeah, there's actually an option in Jetpack Social. I'm not sure I have it right in front of me, but it's essentially add link as an attachment, which by attachment, it's like the first comment of your post. So that is a feature of Jetpack Social, because you're right. Like if you just, a lot of times they'll perform less well if you have just that straight up link, like right in the first post, right? So that was a popular request prior to me coming on board. So my predecessors have implemented that already.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, great. If you haven't tried Jetpack Social, I use it on my blog. Social Notes, I'm glad you touched on that. That's another one that I've not been as regular using, but I know I was an early adopter of that. And I like that you can just like quickly, just get something out. It's much more, streamlined. It's not like the full-blown post editor. It's like just straight text. So it is much more like you're just, putting out a post on X or something.
Yeah. I'd love it if we had like a calendar view for that, where you could actually kind of see and schedule posts similar to a Buffer experience. So that's where we want to go with it.
Do you see any of this tying into Jetpack Stats at all, where you might be able to see some of like engagement and traffic from the posts that go to different platforms and how that's tying back to your site?
Yeah, I believe there's UTM configuration. So what you can do is append UTM parameters to the URL. Here, I'll just share this. And having that tie back into your Jetpack Stats or your Google Analytics, that's how you would do that. So if you have this option enabled, which by default it is, then the link that anybody that comes back to your site from that will, what it won't track is like the performance on the social network itself, which you're going to have to go to whatever social network to view that. I'm not sure how we could tie that in, but that'd be really cool if we could actually pull in like performance of your posts.
Yeah.
But as far as getting people back to your site, if you're a store and you're sharing things, like that's some important data that you'd like to make sure it's performing well.
Yeah, the UTM creator is, I think, like a really like small quiet feature of Jetpack that is really, really valuable.
I'm glad you highlighted that.
If you're thinking about switching email platforms but dreading the migration, OmniSend makes it easy. They'll move your automations, templates, and contacts for you, so you're ready from day one. Plus, you get support whenever you need it. It's a smoother way to start fresh without starting over. Just head over to omnisend.com/open channels and get 30% off your first 3 months with any plan. If you build stores for clients, WooCommerce gives you the flexibility to create exactly what merchants need, customize workflows, extend with thousands of integrations, and scale without switching platforms. You stay in control as every store grows and evolves. It's built for the way builders and agencies actually work. And best of all, it's the open source way. You can learn more simply by visiting WooCommerce.com.
Well, that's awesome. Well, so that's where it's at now. And you sort of highlighted that like a dashboard refresh possibly coming soon. Do you want to touch on that briefly? And like what's some of the like feedback you've heard from Jetpack users and what we can expect here in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, well, we're definitely optimizing Jetpack with every release to making sure that, you know, it's as fast as it can be, not only on the admin side, but on the front end of your site. But then what I've heard also is like, you know, Jetpack feels like more like a bundle of separate products rather than one cohesive product that works well and feels cohesive. So what we're doing is ensuring that all the modules or features, right, social, protect, anti-spam, they all follow a similar design language, right? And we're going to be using a lot more of the WordPress component system to build out our interfaces. Each interface is going to become a lot more visual. For instance, if you're looking at Jetpack Social, you saw basically all the connected networks. Those were more like settings, right? It's like more like I need to connect my accounts rather than, well, why don't you show me like which posts have been shared? Perhaps show me some of those clickbacks from the UTM data pulling from stats. Like give me more of a dashboard or a visual view of what the feature is doing and performing on my site. Boost is a good example of one that has an interface like that. Here, I'll just show Boost real quick, where it kind of has that visual of like, what's the performance of my site, right? You can see my desktop score is pretty good. My mobile view is not so hot. I've got a lot of React stuff on the front end. You can see here's like more of that header that I'm talking about here, where it's got the little Jetpack logo, Boost, and it doesn't have like Social does, where it's got its own little logo and it's over here. So we're going to make these much more similar between the two. So you can see Boost and the My Jetpack view has a very similar header structure. So consolidating the headers, consolidating the footers, then making all our dashboard pages or our feature pages feel like more visual and telling what that feature is doing, giving you the data behind it.
That's awesome. I think this excites me as a daily Jetpack user, and I'm sure this will excite a lot of people that are using Jetpack. And you know, possibly it could draw people back to, you know, if you used it in the past, and some of these things were maybe either a hindrance or a blocker for you to really adopt it for yourself or for a client. This seems like a really, really solid direction.
Going to feel fast. It's going to feel like a single page application more like. It's going to feel a lot more like WordPress because we're going to be using a lot of those WordPress component systems in here. And earning that second look, the third look is really important. What I've learned from sharing a lot of these updates on LinkedIn and social media is that people are willing to give it another look if they see that it's improved over time. Jetpack's, you know, it's a 14-year-old product.
It's, right. Yeah. It's been around.
Right. So I'm excited to have that impact. That's why I'm here. I want to give Jetpack are really kind of my own touch and a new life.
And it's still one of the most open code bases in the WordPress plugin ecosystem, right? Anybody can go to the GitHub repo and, you know, submit issues, feature requests, I mean, anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all there for you to look at.
Absolutely.
So you hinted a little bit about using more WordPress components, and I know I prefaced at the beginning, WordPress 7.0 is going to release here pretty soon. And if you haven't been following along, there's a lot of significant updates with that. And I'm curious, among all the things that are going to be releasing in 7.0, where does Jetpack fit in with that upcoming release? Are there specific features that we're going to see like rolled in to Jetpack or like modified or changed? Talk through the upcoming release for us.
Yeah. So right now, it's an interesting time that we're talking right now because real-time collaboration is going in 7.0, but then I saw that potentially it could be bumped. I don't want to talk like I know whether I'm assuming it will be in 7.0.
Right.
I just saw recent news that it might not. But so the way that real-time collaboration works out of core is with a technology or something called HTTP polling. It's kind of hard to say that. But, you know, it essentially will use the browser to say, okay, well, is this person still here? Where are they at in the document? It'll poll every 5 seconds or so. And it works. It's just not like sort of like a Google Doc experience like a lot of people are used to. Where Jetpack comes in is it'll power a WebSocket layer. So when you enable real-time collaboration via our automatic infrastructure, WordPress.com services layer, then your site will use WebSockets and it'll scale much, much better in the real-time experience. Real-time collaboration experience will be more akin to what you're used to with other applications.
So we're talking more so like a performance gain by
much higher performance gain. Yeah. And then core, I think, will cap it at 3 collaborators. If you don't have like your host isn't enabling that for you on the host level, or you're not going to, if you're not using Jetpack, or perhaps there's another plugin out there that facilitates the same functionality.
Great. So it sounds like that. So of all the things coming up in the WordPress 7.0 or maybe future release, real-time collaboration seems to be the thing that Jetpack is going to be like the best thing to like, you know, help enhance that experience.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of like the headliner for 7.0 and Jetpack, in my opinion.
Yeah. What about anything? I know there's a really, you know, huge pivot to bring in the AI connectors into the next release. I know Jetpack has had its own AI product for, I mean, a while now. I mean, you already showed us the image generator. That has been around for quite a while. And there were
2023.
Yeah. So Jetpack is not new to AI, but where do you see Jetpack and AI in this, you know, this like the next, you know, 5 to 6 months or even immediately? Where do you see it going there?
That's a really good question. I was just talking to Matt about that last week, and there's a lot of great discussion around where it's going to go. Right now, what we have to do is do a little bit of housekeeping on it because there's been so much great work done with the AI team here at Automatic that they've created a much better foundation than what's currently in Jetpack. So what's happening right now is the developers are taking out the current plumbing, for lack of a better word, and putting new, a better foundational layer in there. From there, we're going to evaluate some of the current AI capabilities and see if we want to keep them. One thing that is in the current Jetpack AI that I think is going to go away is the spell check and kind of like the language tools that are in there. I'm not so sure they're so valuable anymore, and I'm not sure people are getting the best experience from that. So while that might be going away, other things like more perhaps agentic flows, like you could have something within the Omnibar at the top that you can always click on and rely on to collaborate with your website, you probably don't even need to be logged into your website. Like, why couldn't you just use Telegram or text message or WhatsApp to communicate with your website and say, hey, how many visitors did I get to this post last week? And what Jetpack will do is it'll make connecting to your site via MCP, like Model Context Protocol, really easy. Like one toggle button on, boom, connected to Cursor, connected to ChatGPT. And then from there, you can have create, read, update, and delete capabilities based on the permissions you set. Like there'll be a lot of different controls that the admin can set, whether they even want folks to be able to delete or to update posts. That'll give you a whole lot of power to automate blog posting, spell checking, cross-linking, SEO stuff. Really, that'll open the door up quite a bit for you. And then, of course, we'll have a kill switch too. So for anybody that doesn't want to use AI, which there's a lot of people out there.
There are, yeah.
We'll have a one button, one switch, boom. It's when you turn it off, it's off and it won't be there.
Yeah, everybody can start to develop their own like badge. Like this is like human only, you know, site, human only content. I know that's, you know, that's something that has started to surface through this like wave of agentic content creation for sure. And, you know, what, as you were talking about Jetpack social notes earlier and this sort of future of like being able to like send a WhatsApp, Telegram, you know, a voice message, like how cool is that to be? I can be out on a walk or, you know, at a kid's sports game or an event or whatever, and an idea pops into my head, you know, you text that message and it's going to my site. And then WordPress can continue to be that hub for all of your content for the internet and Jetpack Social, really like weaving it and getting it out into your other networks, which is really great. But then you still have granular control. Like, I like that. Like, I am not hugely on social media, like personally, but I definitely have, you know, I spend most of my time on LinkedIn. So if I'm cross, you know, posting anything, that's where it's going. But if I have stuff that I want to go other places, that freedom is really, really, really powerful for users.
Absolutely. And I always like use my chef buddy as an example, right? He has three restaurants, three different menus. They change all the time. His site's on WordPress. Right now, he has to email this agency we use to update it. It usually takes 24 to 48 hours. If I told him, hey, you can just text, you can text your website and
yeah.
and tell it, hey, update Encinitas' menu to have new pricing for this burger.
And right.
He will think it's some sort of magic that's happening. And we're almost there. I mean, we could potentially whip something up pretty quickly with that.
I like that. I like that. We didn't really, you know, plan this, but I'm curious, where does all this potentially fit with the Jetpack mobile app? Like, if we're kind of like moving into this wave of agentic tools and communicating through text messaging, you know, people that are users of the Jetpack mobile app, where's that fit into the picture in all of this?
Yeah. So, you know, you can maintain one or multiple sites through Jetpack, the mobile app. And what you would do is just select the site that you want to get into. And perhaps there's a chat icon or chat bubble or something similar to what you're used to with Telegram or Beep or what have you. You would be directly chatting with just that one. Maybe there's a better way to do it where you wouldn't even have to go into that one site. You can just have a chat for all of them and specifically say which one. But mobile is going to be a major emphasis of this. And the Jetpack mobile app, I'm glad you brought it up. It's so great too. Lots of good work going into that. A lot of improvements are coming to Reader as well. And so you can get your content out there a lot better across the networks.
Nice. I love it. Well, we talked about where you could join the Jetpack project if you're curious to either contribute or offer feedback like online or through GitHub. I think something that people are getting more and more excited about like this past year and probably really going into the future is getting back together in person. And I know WordCamps are like the flagship events, and it looks like Jetpack will be at WordCamp Europe coming up in June. What can folks expect to see or hear or do if they come meet Jetpack at WordCamp Europe?
Yeah, we're also going to be at WordCamp Asia as well. I personally won't be there, but there will be a lot of other people there in my stead. But I will be in Europe, and that's early June. So by that time, you can expect a lot of this, what I'm calling experience unification initiative. Essentially, when you're clicking through Jetpack, it feels fast. It feels cohesive. It feels like you're using one product that fits really well to WordPress. And it's not kind of like odd sections that are sort of upselling you or saying, you know, there's some interesting things in Jetpack that we're going to improve quite a bit. So a lot of that work will be out and released. 7.0 will be out and released. And I hope to show some of the cool demos, like what we were just talking about, text messaging your site or DMing it. So I think that would be a super powerful one. We're going to have some flash videos, and we're going to be doing some nice work to the website, making sure that looks a lot nicer too, starting with the homepage and simplifying the pricing quite a bit as well.
Ooh, nice. That sounds like a little bit of a tease that might get a lot of people really intrigued. Like, if we're simplifying the product, simplifying the pricing, I can see that becoming very, very appealing to longtime and future Jetpack users for sure. Okay, well, check out the Jetpack booth and WordCamp Asia, April 9th through 11th. You can meet Devin personally if you're at WordCamp Europe, which is June 4th through 6th. And yeah, we'll be really excited to see these next few months to look for all these changes across Jetpack. Where can folks follow your work and get connected with you, Devin?
Yeah, you can check out my website, devin.org. I'm also on X at Innerwebs, Innerwebs. And I also run the San Diego WordPress meetup too, and we meet monthly. So if you're ever in Southern California, feel free to stop by that. It's sponsored by Jetpack, so we always say something a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I usually go around to all sorts of WordCamps and stuff like that. So yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Devin, thanks so much for joining. And for everybody listening and watching, look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Open Makers. Be sure to, if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe and help us get the word out on WordPress. Thanks, everyone.
We would like to thank Omnisend.com and WooCommerce.com for supporting Open Channels FM. Till the next time, take care.